Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. We have with us today international organizers of the 60 Million Congress Global Polonia Summit, and they came a long way to be on this radio show, 4,000 miles to be here. So that's a long way to come. So we're very honored to have you with us. The international organizers are Zbigniew Klonowski, the president of the organizing committee, and Kamil Szymanski, and he's CEO. So we're going to be learning all about it. We also have the local organizer who worked on this very hard last year, Joseph Mikolaj Ray Jr., who is also the chairman of the 81st annual Pulaski Day Parade, and we hope that Kamil and Zbigniew Klonowski come in for the parade in July. And we have with us today a woman who helps also with the 60 million Congress tremendously, Camille Brandon, who's a top lobbyist with Bolton St. John's. So we're going to learn all about this big event internationally and locally. So why don't we first, gentlemen, explain what is the 60 million Congress Global Polonia Summit?
60 million is a congress where we promote the idea that we, as a Polish nation, we've got a Polish living in Poland and all around the world, and we are all together 60 millions, and we know that not every Poles really knows that we are such a big nation. So we don't want to talk about the Polish like 36 million living in Poland or 2 million living in UK. We are 60 million nation spread all around the world, and that's how we build our Congress, to make a network between all Poles living all around the world.
Very good. Kamil?
First of all, thank you for having us.
We're honored to have you, and I apologize for the distance of coming to ESPN Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here, and the distance doesn't mean anything, especially when we speak about 60 million, because that's the main idea, to get people closer with same roots and same ideas and to build something on it. 60 million right now spread, so basically we're gonna have this year total sixth edition, one already happened in Miami. Right now we are before London, Berlin, then Buffalo, Rzeszów, and we're gonna end up in New York. I'm extremely happy to be here also due the other reason, because I'm developing Expo Center in Rzeszów, which is Buffalo sister city, and all the possible connections which we can make with Buffalo is something what is crucial for us.
Joseph, you're the local organizer. I always refer to Joseph Mikolai Ray as the spark plug. He has ideas, he has creativity, he has vision, and you've been working on this now for 2 years. You had a very successful conference, the Congress, which took place in Cheektowaga last year in conjunction with the Polish American Festival with the town of Cheektowaga and the Pulaski Day 80th Annual Parade. Let's talk about your feelings on the 60 million Congress Global Polonia Summit.
Well, you know, Poland is looking to change the world's image of their brand. They want to increase their brand. And, you know, there are Polish people all over the place. There are approximately 40 million people that live in Poland, and there's 20 million approximately live outside of Poland. About 10 to 12 million of them are in the United States. In Western New York alone, there's about 350,000 people of Polish heritage. What's interesting, as I was at the conference in Miami, and, you know, you look at the cities that are on the list this year, and it's Miami Beach and London and Berlin and Buffalo, New York City, or Rzeszów, the sister city of Buffalo, and New York City, and it happened quite often. Why Buffalo? Well, these gentlemen being in Buffalo the last couple of days, we couldn't go anywhere without running into some Buffalo connection, someone that's some professional person, big business leader that's Polish or married to someone that's Polish, you know, and Buffalo literally was like top of the world 100 years ago, and Poland now is a developed country, and Buffalo is now revitalizing. It's a perfect opportunity now to bring this all full circle and make Buffalo and the connection of its Polish community with Poland to be a part of some great things together, collaboration between Poland and Western New York and the United States.
All right, let's zero in on Buffalo. I know we have leaders here from Poland with us, with Zbigniew Klonowski and Kamil Szymanski. Let's zero in on Buffalo. We're talking about July 19th through 21st of this year, so we're 4 months away. Now, I have the agenda for last year's program, and it was very impressive. You talked about business opportunities. You talked about potential political strength, women being involved, the U.S. and European Union. What are the themes? What is the thrust of what you're planning in Buffalo, New York, where we're taping this program on ESPN AM 1520 for July 19th through 21st, 2019?
Yep. We're going to continue what we started last year because, you know, it's a long, long way, and we have to go through to promote Poland, to promote the Polish brand, because we want to feel really everybody proud what we achieve as a Polish, both in America and especially in Poland. So, and of course, one of the main points always is how to make a relations and business relations between people who are the leaders and managers in the big companies here in United States and in Poland. And 60 million idea is not only to make a bridge between Poland and Buffalo or Warsaw, New York. It's to bring all of us together. So we are right now visiting Buffalo to see what type of the business could be interested to bring from Poland to Buffalo and what Buffalo can offer to Poland. And of course, we'll continue also the idea to make a first international connection, the flight, direct flight from Buffalo to Europe. Hopefully it's going to be to Warsaw. And we're going to talk about how to strengthen our political situation here in United States. We need young leaders, and we need the leaders from Polish community that are going to run for the offices. And we believe if we work together, we can achieve it. And another topic which we're going to continue is to talk about the relation between the Russell Park and the Cancer Center here in Buffalo and the universities in Poland, how to make the education together, how to make it possible that the students from U.S. can study in Poland and they can come back to work here. And there's a lot of research in medicine now, and these are the topics we want to touch this year again.
And in addition to that, we'd like to obviously promote Buffalo and present its heritage to participants are going to come from all over the world. What we see here after this visit, we need to put a special focus as well on Buffalo history and find the people who made this city great in the past, especially when it comes to electricity, engineers, technicians, etc., to highlight what are the values of actually engineer, entrepreneur with Polish roots. We can see it easily right now that there is a lot of history here in connection to Polish people when it comes to the greatness of Buffalo from the past.
Joseph, you're the local organizer, you're the spark plug, you're the seed of this last year and this year. Your plans July 19th through 21st of this year.
Well, we have some very big people that we're expecting to attend the Secretary of State of the Republic of Poland, Anna Maria Anders, the Minister of Health, the Minister of Investment and Economic Development, the first Polish-born member of British Parliament, the CEO of Polish LOT Airlines, the Polish Ambassador to the United States, Consul General of the Republic of Poland in New York, leaders literally from all around the United States and throughout the world. So, you know, we're the 60 million concept is expanding and obviously going into other cities. So we are looking to put a bigger focus on Buffalo and encourage these people that will be in London, people that were in Miami, Berlin, to stop in Buffalo. You know, and we're looking to engage the community, the business community, people that may have employees that are of Polish heritage or owners are maybe a part Polish, etc., to tap into this and, you know, utilize the opportunity for possibly their companies themselves or the community. You know, we have a lot of great connections in Poland, and we think that this is like a very low hanging fruit where we could really help change the economy, not only for Western New York and Buffalo, but improve things in Poland.
Wonderful. It's a wonderful program, and as Joseph has mentioned, we have 350,000 Americans of Polish descent where we hail this taping, but we reach 17 states and half of Canada with ESPN AM 1520. If you're listening in Montreal, South Buffalo, or Northern Florida, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand, and we'd like to hear from you. I'd like to thank the past guests we've had. We received a lot of comments on them. We had Lady Susan Reichert, who's involved with Project Hope internationally, former Cheektowaga Supervisor Frank Switek, and Sheriff Howard. Coming up, we'll have Dr. Vonk, who is Vice Chairman of Kaiser University in Miami and Palm Beach, Florida. So drop us a note. We'd like to stay in tune with you. Again, our guests today are Kamil Szymanski, and he is with this wonderful program that is called 60 Million Congress Global Polonia Summit, CEO. We have the President Zbigniew Klonowski, President of the Organizing Committee, and Joseph Ray, who is in charge of the Buffalo, New York program for the 60 Million Congress. So this is a big event, putting Poland and Buffalo on the map, with this taking place July 19th and 21st in conjunction with the Cheektowaga Polish American Festival and the 81st General Pulaski Day Parade, which is chaired by Joseph Mikołaj Ray Jr. Let's talk about trade opportunities. You mentioned a little bit on the trade, and I mentioned last year that was one of the panel discussions, and I believe that is one of your central themes, to have more trade and economic development and cooperation across the pond. Let's talk about that.
You know, it's a good moment, because after these changes in what we had in the last years in Poland now is a developed country. We've got plenty of companies. They are ready to get global. And we need the international relations, and we will believe that with the Polish community, it will be much easier to cross the borders. And of course, we have to bring the companies here, because first of all, the people, they have to know each other. to make a network and to understand each other. When there is a trust, there is a good platform to do the business. We believe that there is a lot of opportunity here in Buffalo with such a huge community that we can bring, for example, a good healthy food products from Poland. And of course there is a lot of, as we said, about the engineering. For example, we have in Poland, the place where we have our 60 million congress in Poland is place in Rzeszów, where is aviation valley, and there is about 160 companies. They work for the aviation industry worldwide. They are the global suppliers, and having here also the aviation companies here in Buffalo, we believe that we can bring them together and to start and to help them to start the cooperation.
Camille?
Yeah, for 60 million, it was always crucial, and it's going to be crucial to actually create a network of entrepreneurs. Our goal when it comes to trade is to have people at the conference room who are going to support each other in future. What we are missing right now, or where there is a space for the development, is in our opinion, is cooperation and mutual support between Polish companies and Polonia companies. What we would like to have when it comes to trade is also awareness of Polonia companies, what brands we do have right now in Poland and from which brands we can feel proud of, in order to show the quality and the level where they are right now. Without the Congress, I truly believe that we are not able to reach as many people with this message as possible.
Let's talk a little bit about an example of potential international trade. And I know Joe Ray and Camille Brandon have worked hard on this idea. They planted the seeds. They had heads of LOT Airlines here in Buffalo for the 80th annual Pulaski Day Parade. And we're talking about perhaps having the idea of having LOT Airlines in the Buffalo area with direct flights to Warsaw, which could enable hundreds of jobs with baggage handlers, customs, Uber, hotels, restaurants. It's a wonderful idea. Let's talk about ideas like that, similar to this, to enhance big trade, to put Buffalo and Warsaw on the map together.
Well, you know, I think the options are limitless. You know, like right now, as soon as Camille and Zbigniew are going back to Poland this evening, and I think as soon as they get to Poland, they're going to be having meetings with various companies to expand upon the meetings that they've already had in Buffalo of, you know, possible people to encourage to come to Buffalo and see what synergy may exist. You know, if we're not talking about it, no one's going to know about it. So, you know, we're pounding a drum right now. And we're looking to, you know, there's approximately 350,000 people of Polish heritage in Western New York. You know, I'm very involved in the community. I'm not sure if I can name the top 50 wealthiest Polish people in Western New York. There's a lot of people that might be 50%, 25%, but they're not involved in the community. This is another opportunity to get people involved, but more on a professional level versus just a cultural and heritage level.
You know, in those days, we see that, especially now in Poland, we talk a lot about the startups. So talking about the doing business together, of course, we can start with the food industry, with the agriculture experience, but we have to think also about the future, and the future is new technology. So if we go together and we have a link between the universities and we know how the education works in Poland, both and in Buffalo, and the people know each other, then maybe there is a mix of these experiences you have here in Buffalo and we have in Poland. Maybe this is going to bring in new ideas. And we know how companies, they can grow up now with a good idea. So let's talk together and let's find a way how to build the companies. They can be, you know, the leading companies in the future. And we believe that when we meet together, we can find a way, right way to do that. So maybe even we don't know what kind of the business we're going to do, because maybe this business as a name doesn't exist today, but we're going to be, you know, up to date, and we're going to work on it. And of course, as you mentioned, the direct flight would be a great opportunity because it make it closer, Buffalo to Warsaw, and it will work both for business but also for tourism. As Joseph said, 350,000 Polish heritage people here, and how many of them visited Europe? Probably a lot. But how many of them visited Poland? Not that much. We faced it like talking yesterday face to face and meeting the people. We had a meeting, but also meeting the people, just meeting them in the restaurant, and they said, oh, my grandfather was from Poland. Have you ever been there? Not yet. Why? Oh, I've been to Italy, I've been to Portugal. It's nice, but why haven't you been to Poland? Because they are not aware what they can find in Poland and what the Poland can offer to them for leisure, for holidays to spend in Poland, whatever they like, skiing in the winter, or going to the, you know, seaside or the lakelands in Poland. We have a lot of nice places to visit. So I hope that we can benefit both on the tourism and on the business side.
I've been to Poland 25 times. My parents came from Warsaw, and it's a beautiful country filled with tremendous history and culture and heritage. Kamil, your opinion of efforts such as bringing LOT to Buffalo with direct flights, that type of trade and economic development opportunity?
Actually, having LOT here, this is like also from perspective of 60 million, it is a great hope for 60 million Buffalo. Like, what we discovered here is like completely undiscovered. So there are so many people that what Zbyszek said, who haven't been so far to Poland, who haven't actually interacted so far with Polish entrepreneurs. There is still a huge potential of exchange between scientists, which you do have at the university. I was checking yesterday the website of a local university here and alumni, and I saw so many Polish surnames over there. I see a huge potential over here that the scientists start to cooperate together, create startups, exchange thoughts, etc. And this is like a huge potential, and this direct flight is going to make all of it easier. We people are lazy. If someone will not give us a direct possibility to get in contact, if we do not have direct connection, we are not that eager to do some things. So I believe that it's going to be a very, very good acceleration.
Now, if somebody listening to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520 wants to get involved with the 60 million Congress in 2019, and many of your cities are covered in our broadcast area, we blanket New York City and, of course, Buffalo and Northern Florida. How can somebody get involved? Who's listening today to the Rusk Report on ESPN, so they're involved with these cities involved with trade?
They could go to www.60mln.pl and
repeat that, please.
www.60mln.pl, and also go visit on the Facebook page.
You will find the updated information. We are just working together to make a full agenda, and shortly we'll publish it on the website and the Facebook. So please visit our website, and you will find all the topics we're going to discuss, and everybody is invited.
And before 60 million Buffalo happen, you are more than welcome, obviously, also to visit other editions. So as I said before, London, Berlin, Rzeszów. Those gonna happen before Buffalo.
And we blanket, of course, New York City with ESPN with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, and that's October 3rd through 6th of this year in New York City. It's a wonderful program. We're very honored to have with us today Zbigniew Klonowski, president of the organizing committee for 60 Million Congress, Kamil Szymanski, who is the CEO, and Joseph Ray, who for the last 2 years is in charge of the Buffalo edition of 60 Million Congress. If you're listening in Buffalo, New York, Toronto, or Washington, D.C. to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We read cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners also. Let's talk about empowering the 10 million Poles in America to get more involved with the 60 million Congress. I mentioned you have Buffalo, July 19th through 21st, New York, October 3rd through 6th this year. Miami was in February 7th through the 10th, and they also have in London, Berlin, Rzeszow. Let's talk about empowering these 10 million Americans of Polish descent to get involved with the 60 million Congress.
It's as we started this year in Miami, what we see that inviting and Polish people living around the U.S. and from Poland, from UK and Germany, and sitting together, that brings new ideas. And we're very happy because we see great progress. Like, we doubled the number of participants in Miami last year to this year. And the people are coming from different states. And talking together, we can point where do we feel we can empower Polonia. And as we said, we feel weak in the political strength here in the U.S., so we should work on it definitely. And there is so many, you know, good Polish Americans here. They could run for the offices here in the U.S., but we have to feel as a community we are ready to support them, and they have to feel that if they do that, they can have this support. And I think that this is one of the points we should improve here in U.S. and also in other countries. And we see a great improvement in U.K. We have a members of parliament in U.K., the Polish, British, and I hope we can have again, because we used to have the Polish Americans congressmen in U.S. And why we don't have it now? Why we don't have it? That's the question.
Very good point. Did you want to add to that?
Yeah, like when we speak about our power and the awareness of it, like that's what Prime Minister who addressed the Prime Minister of Poland, Mateusz Morawiecki, he addressed a Congress in Miami with his speech, and in this speech, what we found was like the call for Polish people to infect the others with that what Poland is. He remind actually Americans that the Polish community in America, that it is 3% of total citizens in America, but it's not only 3%, it's 3% which can have an impact.
Very good. We have just a few moments left on the Rusk Report. We urge all of our listeners, if they're listening in the 17 states and much of Canada, to participate. We have coming up Buffalo, New York for the 60 million conference, Global Polonia Summit, Buffalo, July 19th through 21st, New York, October 3rd through 6th. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production. And Joe has one other thing to say.
Well, you know, in that video message that the Prime Minister addressed the audience in Miami, he said, we have approximately 90 ambassadors throughout the world, but all of us as a Polish heritage are ambassadors amongst our community. And wherever we're spread out. So, you know, this is a time, this is we're setting up a venue and an opportunity for people that have never been involved to, maybe we could help them with their business.
I'm sorry, we've run out of time. We have had great leaders of the Polonia internationally with us. We've had Kamil Szymanski, CEO of the 60 Million Congress, Zbigniew Klonowski, President of the Organizing Committee, and Joseph Mikolaj Ray, who is organizing this in Buffalo. Special thanks to Camille Brandon, who is coming for the taping, and Kevin Carr, Director of Production. Good luck on the 60 Million Conference in Buffalo, New York.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.